Oh, I will tell kind of a story from the Indian Puranas, from the Vaishnava tradition of Vishnu, that has some symbolism in it. It concerns Vishnu in his incarnation as Nar and Narayan, Nara and Narayan. There was a mother who had done a lot of spiritual practice, and she had two sons, and she loved them very much. And they were all very holy, very sattvic. And one day she said, "I want to give you a boon, a blessing for anything you want. Whatever you ask for me, I would like to give you one thing, a blessing. So ask something of me." So Nara and Narayan said, "We want to go to the Himalayas and do austerities and become renunciants." Now, mothers don't usually like for their children to become renunciants because that means they're not concerned with their mother anymore. They've renounced all of this, you know. But she had already promised. So she had to grant what they asked for. But she said, "Okay, on one condition, once in a year, I want to come and visit you." So they agreed. They said, "Once in a year, come and visit us." And they went to a place called Badrinath. And Badrinath is where a previous incarnation of Vishnu had incarnated as Badri Narayan, which in the Kriya Yoga tradition we say is Babaji. So this incarnation of Nara and Narayan, they did austerities there for a long time. And one day, they developed a lot of powers from their austerities, and Indra, king of the gods, got jealous. He was afraid that they were developing too much power through their meditation. So he sent holy nymphs, beautiful ladies, to dance in front of them and try to distract them. Well, they were unperturbed in this because their establishment in their inner self was so strong and their power was so developed. And then these nymphs, heavenly nymphs who came to tempt them, realized that Narayan, an incarnation of God, could burn them with his spiritual eye to ashes. So they prostrated before him and he gave his blessing to them, and they said, "We want to stay with you. We are so enchanted by you. We want to become disciples and stay with you." And he said that in this incarnation, I am an ascetic, a renunciant. So you cannot stay with me in this incarnation. But in the next incarnation, I will come as a householder, and you can come and be with me." So in the next incarnation, he was Krishna. And Nara, his brother, came as Arjuna. So you know the story of the Bhagavad Gita, where Arjuna is receiving the teaching and Krishna is giving the teaching. He's the Lord. So Nara and Narayan, Nara means man, and Narayan means God. So these are the two aspects of us. We have the human side of our psyche, and we have the divine side of our psyche. And when we tune in to the divine side, all of the teachings come into the human side to show how we should live in life. And that's the real import of Krishna and Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita. We are everything that we need is within us as God and man in one. That's what the Jivatman means. It means the divinity manifest in the local form of the body-mind complex. Everything is right here that we need through intuition, through meditation, through spiritual practice. That divine, the Lord that is within us, will reveal all we need to know.